My name is Sarah Bendrick, and I'm a landscape designer and contractor, and the name of my book is Big Impact Landscaping.
As you know and can tell, it feels a little bit like spring outside, even though we're in the dead of winter here in D.C. So this weekend, I imagine people will be itching to get outside, fire up the grill, maybe even start on some yard work. First of all, is it too early?
I don't think it's ever too early to start preparing for your yard, whether that's on paper or maybe physically, if the weather's good, getting out there, cleaning stuff up, clearing stuff out. So when you do start gardening, that it's you have a blank slate to start with.
Well, and you just mentioned a few things. What are some initial things you can do to tackle your outdoor space and really get it ready for the season?
I think that decluttering is probably the most important. And the first step is go out there and move all those trash cans and all those things that don't belong in the middle of your yard. So you can actually see the potential for it. Getting in the hardscape, like patios and overhead structures, those are good any time of the year, typically, as long as you can be outside to work on it.
So say you hate your yard and you want to do a bit of a makeover. What are some small things? Like if you're just thinking, you know, small budget, what are some small things you can really do to spruce up the ambiance out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think plants are typically one of the most affordable things you can do, but I don't want to overlook patios or living spaces. If you're able just to put a platform down that you can come in with some furniture or maybe even just some pots is a more affordable way to create an outdoor living space.
Okay, what do you mean platform? Like what type of material do you need?
Like a patio. Okay. And patios do get expensive, but I think there's a lot of ways and different materials you can use. Whether you come through with pavers or natural stone, sometimes people just put gravel out there and just creates a clean surface for you to come out and put a sofa or some chairs or other entertaining spaces for you to sit.
Okay, great. And I know budgets must vary like crazy from a couple hundred to a couple thousand. What kind of change can someone expect to see if they only want to spend, say, a few hundred dollars?
That's a tough question because it depends on what type of renovation you're trying to do. I think if you're really on a budget, finding like found art or like found things and turning them into a landscape. Like I found these gates at this one project and I turned them into this trellis. Now that was all just time. And now I have this beautiful thing and it didn't cost me anything. But just renovating in general can get expensive and it can get expensive quick. So with a couple hundred, you want to work with what you have. And a lot of arm elbow grease.
Go ahead.
So like putting down stain on some concrete, possibly, maybe it's pulling out an outdoor rug to hide a cracked concrete pad. It could be bringing some color in, changing the paint on the house, like just the back portion, or even bringing in some decorative planters or something like that. That would be more in the couple hundred dollar range. Bigger renovations are going to cost you a couple thousand or
okay.
more.
What are some of your favorite things to do right now? Like what really gets you excited when you're planning an outdoor space?
Well, the spring is so exciting because things start blooming and everything's coming together. But in an outdoor space, like adding the creative touches that really take your yard from just being cookie cutter into something unique and really personal, that's what gets me excited. So things that you might use to decorate the inside of your house, maybe see how you can pull those ideas and themes outside as well.
Awesome. I saw one thing on one of the videos you had on your website that I loved because in the city, especially, a lot of people are limited when it comes to outdoor space. You don't have that much space, but you built a vertical garden that you could hang on a wall out of just a few pieces of wood. It was like some sort of platform. Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit about, making use of small spaces?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I love taking advantage of small spaces because I think the budget stretches a little further and you have a big impact with some small changes. Whether you put a rug down, it takes up almost the whole floor or something like that. You completely change the feel of that space. So for small spaces, I think it's important to really figure out how you want to use the space. Typically having some sort of seating is important, and I usually put that on one side of the yard and then use the other side doing something visually interesting so it draws your eye to the opposite side to break it up a little bit. Always add your seating, add some sort of planting, and add some sort of color.
What are some of the latest trends for outdoor spaces this year? Are there any cool technologies, any cool designs or materials that you're seeing?
Yeah, you know, there are always cool things coming out. I think some things I've seen recently are these concrete pavers that are really long and they have like the grain of wood on the top. So it looks like you could have a wooden floor outside, but it's made of concrete.
Oh, that's awesome. Really
cool because it's going to last a super long time. And there's not much maintenance that's required for concrete in general.
Right. Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The more time you can spend outside, the better, in my opinion. And just the small things like putting a bench or a sofa out there will make you so much more likely to use the space. And then if you bring in all those other elements like sound and outdoor TVs and fireplaces, then you really start competing with indoors on how you want to spend your time.
I want to know what your yard looks like. You live in San Diego, so you must spend a ton of time out there. I mean, what are some of your favorite parts of your yard?
So I would say the vegetable garden. I really enjoy that because I like to eat organic and just the whole process of being involved with my food. I like that a lot. But another thing was like that gate I told you about, finding reclaimed items. What I'll do is I'll take things out of my client's yard and I'll store them at my parents' so to say, hey, and then I'll take those items and then turn them into something eventually. And then they're like, oh, that's nice. I see why you saved that.
Very cool. Hold on. I'll think of something. I would just love to know, how did you get from a landscaping company to TV? I mean, was that something that's I'm always fascinated by how people get on TV with their passions.
Yeah, absolutely. So I studied landscape architecture in school. I worked for Design Build for a while and I was looking to move on. And I saw somewhere that DIY Network was casting for this show called I Hate My Yard. And I was like, I don't even know what that is, but whatever sounds fun, I'm going to send them an email. And I sent them an email and they called me back and I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Oh, okay. And like that, they're like, send us something tomorrow, like a video. I'm like, I'm working. But I ended up getting them what they needed. And within like a 3-week period of making contact, they were like, hey, we want you to host this show. And
oh my gosh.
I was like, okay, like, really? Okay. I guess I'm going to figure this out.
Wow. Did you ever imagine that you would be doing this?
No, not at all. No. I mean, I always figured I'd be doing landscaping. And this has just been a wonderful platform for me to kind of expand and grow and reach people and share my passion.